In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is in our midst. Good morning. Nice to see you all. And it's pleasing, and I'm thankful to be able that it is with you and with those who are not here today for whatever reason, those who still may not feel comfortable coming to church, we understand. Those who do not want to come because we are not fully opened or because we are still following the guidance and the directives of our metropolitan, we understand. Those who are not here because they're frustrated or angry or sad or whatever their emotion is, we understand. We understand because pastorally, that's what we are called to do. We understand because we genuinely and sincerely and deeply love all of you. Those of you who agree with us, those of you who do not, those of you who challenge us, those of you who do not. We, Father Peter and I, and every clergyman and every bishop and every archbishop, and everyone who's been called to serve our Lord and to serve His flock and in His vineyard, however imperfect we are, we love you. And that's why we are here. And that's why we listen to you, and that's why we agree with you at times, and we correct you at other times, and we disagree with you at other times, and we fail you at other times. We love you. We love you deeply. And it's painful for us too. It's painful for us also to not be here serving and worshiping with all of you. It's painful for us also to be subject at times to some of these things that we disagree with as well. It's painful for us also to look you in the eyes when we struggle with some of these very same things, who are sick and suffering, or who have lost one of their loved ones because of this coronavirus. It's painful as well for us during this time. And we thank you for your love and for your prayers and for your encouragement and for your strength and for your trust and for your patience. We thank you also. Amen.